This I Believe. David R. Showalter is Director of Public Affairs for KNX Hollywood and the CBS Pacific Radio Network. In addition to his other duties, he is responsible for getting thoughtful people in his area to put their beliefs into 600 words for broadcast on this program. One of his toughest assignments was to get himself to put down David Showalter's own creed.
I've found in my short 38 years of experience that I have come closest to truth when the going has been the toughest. When to all intents and purposes I seemed lost, it was then and only then I turned to that infinite, loving, and mysterious being that is in all of us, that is not man, but God. It's a strange commentary on humanity in general, and me in particular, that I must find this simple answer to the peace that passeth all understanding, something we all either consciously or unconsciously seek, in those times when I am lost just as surely as I had suddenly found myself in a great trackless waste of desert with nothing in the world to guide me. Four people are responsible in the main for my basic beliefs, even as poorly as I have adhered to them along the way. Five, including my pastor, who in the last 5 years that I have really been going to church has helped me crystallize my rather vague beliefs into some semblance of a basic motivating force. I can still see my grandmother, with whom my sister and I spent a number of our early years. When I had done or said something I shouldn't have, she used to require me to stick out my tongue, on which she placed the most awful concoction imaginable, ground-up vegetable compound. I came to her expecting this treatment, reporting my infraction to her. She somehow or other managed to find out about it anyhow, I soon learned. I knew that it was bitter-tasting, horrible stuff, but it wasn't as bad as a switch across the backs of the knees for being dishonest. She taught me one of the most valuable lessons I have ever learned, to face squarely up to a problem, no matter how serious it might be. My mother, in her unfailing ability to understand, no matter what the problem might be, taught me another helpful lesson, twofold, as a matter of fact. I found that problems are pretty much the same for all of us, experienced by all of us, and not at all unusual, no matter how unique they seem to be. Most important, I found that by bringing them out in the open, where they could be discussed perfectly naturally, they soon ceased to exist. Pops Drake, the nearest thing to a dad I ever had, the boys' work secretary of the Tacoma, Washington YMCA, taught me a valuable lesson, too. He gave me my first insight into the kind of reward that service to God and fellow man brings, for his was a life of positive, result-bringing service like I have never seen, nor expect to see, equaled. He taught me many things, which I can only summarize here by saying he taught me to be a man. And he did it by placing me in a position of leadership where, truly, I first began to lose myself because of responsibility to others, and by taking me outside of those concerns which were purely of self, he helped me find myself. No story about me is complete without Verna, with whom I will celebrate my 19th wedding anniversary this year. She has contributed so much that it is impossible to deal with here. But above all else, she has never torn down anything I have constructed, no matter how flimsy the framework or how futile the building. She has always allowed me to be a man, has always expected me to be a man, regardless of how short of the mark I have fallen. This, then, I believe, that I am born for a specific purpose, to serve God and my fellow man. I must lose myself in this kind of service without regard to material reward, if I am to find myself. I must love my God with all my heart, all my might, and all my mind, and all the things I need will be added unto me. I say I must, but this is not completely accurate. I find I simply can't help myself. I find this the continuous knock on the door that I can't fail to answer.
There are the beliefs of David R. Showalter, Director of Public Affairs for KNX Hollywood. He enjoys camping, writing, singing, reading, and sports. But he is most interested in the family group, his consisting of a wife and two children.